The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you into fantasy sports like we are? It's time to get the inside scoop on the sport and how it affects your team. This is Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. It's a hard look at the transactions, the injuries, free agents, and starters. And the best part is, you get to ask the experts so you can win. Now, here's Dish Adams.
Oh boy, it's Thursday night and football season is back to Thursday night games, the greatest thing that we can see. I'm going to start today with honoring our veterans. It is Veterans Day. God bless America. God bless all the soldiers out there protecting our freedoms, protecting our way of life so that we can just focus on family, fun, and fantasy football. And a prayer and a moment of silence for those who perished, to preserve our way of life here in the greatest country on God's green earth. Regardless of your political affiliation, take a moment, appreciate your veterans. Anyone you see in uniform, definitely go give them a handshake. Give them a whoop-whoop. I don't even know what that is, Kev, a whoop-whoop, but it sounded good.
You just gave a whoop-whoop. When did he turn into Rush Limbaugh?
Is that what he does? Oh, my God.
No, not the whoop-whoop, just the little, you know, God bless America
thing. I'm in the middle. I can't do that.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
But information, folks, that's what you want. Roddy White will play. Chad Pennington. He's the answer. I'm afraid to know the question. Devon Bess is good from Pennington. Brandon Marshall, not so much. Steve Smith, which one did you think of with word association? Did you think of the guy in the Giants or the guy in Carolina? I think of the guy in the Giants. He surpassed him. Randy Moss in Tennessee. Colt McCoy, an NFL quarterback, might not be ready for your fantasy team just yet. James Davis might see the field this week, might not. Ryan Terrain and Kylan Williams will. Brandon Gibson peaking in St. Louis. Mike Goodson is the starter in Carolina. Troy Smith will get a second start. Seyi Ejiro-Tutu, nothing to say about him because they have a bye. I just love the name. Blair White, Garcon, the Indianapolis backs. Jacoby Ford, Stevie Breston, what's going on with him? David Garrard plays Houston, top five start this week. No Sean Moreno. Matthew Stafford just cannot stay healthy. Kev, you got to take over. I'm sick.
What just happened? What about Dan?
I'm here, Kevin.
All right, well, Dish, I think he just ran to the restroom, but I don't think he's that kind of sick.
Coughing. How you doing there?
He's back.
Did you finish the rundown?
No, I didn't even have the rundown in front of me.
I'm sitting here in coughing convulsions. I can barely get a word out. I say take over, and it's supposed to be seamless. You're supposed to just go right into it, and you didn't do it.
First of all, that was like a line change in hockey. I mean, I had no idea that was coming.
All right, well, folks.
It was supposed to be seamless. You just said, Kev, I'm sick, take over?
Yeah.
And you ran away.
What else do you need?
I needed a little warning.
Hey, I guarantee you if I was a gorgeous woman and I said, hey, Kev, I'm naked, come over here, it wouldn't have taken you so long to get ready.
Good point.
All right. Dan, let's finish the rundown here. Tashard Choice. Will he do anything with Jason Garrett? LaRon McClain spit in Channing Crowder's face. What a disgusting, disgusting human being. He should be banned for 3 games. Wounded kickers, Goskowski, Kading, and Hansen. Nate Burleson, Bernard Berrien was cited. Roscoe Parrish, Brandon Pettigrew. The Oakland defense, James Jones, and my favorite name this week other than Miro-Tutu, Aurelius Ben. Welcome back to Fantasy Insights Radio, folks, the source to help you win your league, the three S's. Sports, steak, and the sexes, because guys will interrupt fantasy football for that. I was questionable yesterday, I was probable today. I am playing, but I am playing through pain. I did not have a pain injection. I'm very sick. I'm very ill, Kev.
Well, I'm still a little freaked out by that whole you running away from the phone and just throwing it to me.
Oh, I didn't run away from the phone. I just threw it down on the floor.
What did you have, like, some involvement? Was there a cough or a sneeze involved
in
that?
This thing has been going around, and it is this crazy, you know, bronchial coughing thing. I've got some kind of bronchitis bordering on pneumonia. But I have to tell you, everybody keeps telling me, you got to take a CPAC. And I'm thinking, what's a CPAC? These, you know, emergency. That's what I assumed it was, the emergency. So I'm drinking 40 emergency packets a day. And then, you know, I finally called the doctor, my father, and I said, you know, come on, I need some antibiotics. He goes, oh, I'll get you a CPAC. I go, what do you mean? That's an antibiotic? And apparently it's azithromycin or something. It's like the most, it's the strongest antibiotic known to man, I guess, other than Cipro. I took the thing last night, and it took me from doubtful to probable right away.
Well, I was just going to say, isn't your dad is one of the leading ear, nose, throat doctors in the whole city of Los Angeles, correct?
Yes, this is true.
What took you so long to call him up and get this pack?
You know, I'm one of those guys, you know, look, I don't, when I'm sick, I like to just, you know, bury myself with my sick kit. I get a little chicken soup, I get a little bit of orange juice. I get some toast, and this week, you know, it's weird. This week, I got the chicharron pork skin. I was eating pork rinds. That's the thing I got a taste for right now.
I will say this: ever since you were 12 years old, you had a bit of that old Jewish grandma in you when you got sick.
Yeah.
It was always the soup.
Yep.
And the blankets.
Yep.
And some sort of vapor rub.
Yeah, the Vicks vapor rub's all over me. I smell like a big jar of that stuff.
Dish, how was your birthday?
You know, my birthday was fantastic. Thank you for asking, Kevin. I got many, many birthday wishes. My birthday was Monday. For those of you who did not wish me happy birthday, you are free to do so via email or by the phone on the radio show.
That was kind of you to invite people to wish you a happy birthday 3 days late.
Well, but you guys noticed that Michelle Gracie is not here today. You know about this now.
Like
now, Gracie and I got a big fight.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, well, we got in a big fight. Gracie did not wish me happy birthday. Very, very bad. Then she blew it off, and now today, she's blowing off the show.
What's that all about?
You know, the truth why she's not here today, guys, is finally I had some success with Gracie.
Here we go, Dan.
Yeah. No, really, I did.
Gracie
and I went out. We went out on one of those innocent dates. She was upset over another guy, so I pulled the Harry Met Sally routine, let her cry on my shoulder, and then we slept together, and the next day I didn't call her, and now she's upset, so she's not here.
You see how we slipped in that we slept together thing?
Yeah.
Like, what, you're not going to notice?
Yeah.
When Harry Met Sally was the fake orgasm at the dinner table.
Oh, that's oh, come on now, Dan. That's not nice. I can perform. In reality, she has another modeling gig. She has a modeling gig today, so she's in New York, being fabulous.
Were you sick on your birthday?
I was. I was in bed on my birthday alone, sick.
Now that we've established you did not have sex with our co-host, what did you do?
I sat down. You know, everybody likes to make it like we've had these discussions about how, like, I'm out with girls or I'm out with people. You know, all I do is sit home at night doing fantasy football. Dan, you know this. All we can do all week long, every time a guy gets injured, every time a guy has an update, I'm on the computer. So I sit by my computer all night alone, you know, working on fantasy football to make sure that everybody knows what to do. In which case, we probably should get to some of that stuff. But in any event, I told Gracie that since she totally vanished in my birthday week, I'm really not speaking to her until I get some type of nudity and or she molests me slightly. Apparently, we have a caller on hold. His name is Colin. Colin, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey,
did you just call to wish me happy birthday?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday, man.
Colin. See, Kev, you made fun of me, but look at this. Here's Colin. Colin, can we answer any fantasy football questions for you?
Yes, please. In fact, before I ask a question, I just want to thank you for the Jacob, I think you say Tammy or Tame?
Tammy, yeah.
Tammy.
Yeah, that
yes,
was great.
That would be Colin. That would be Dish and I. You should be thanking
Yes,
that.
Don't thank Kevin.
Yes.
No, I had nothing to do with that.
Well, in fact, I think it was an email that I sent to Dish, and he recommended I picked him up, and he did great for me last week, so thank
you. See, guys? This is what happens when
Colin,
you email.
Can I ask you a question? Did Dish spell every word right in the email?
Now, that's not fair, Dan. Dan makes fun of me because I have a lot of spelling errors, and I send a lot of stuff on my BlackBerry thing, and I have big fingers, and they have small keys.
Yeah.
And, you know, I make a lot of typos. What am I
supposed to do? He has sausage fingers.
Sausage fingers.
We won't.
I'm not even going to make the joke that should go along with that. But
sorry, Colin.
All right, get back to Colin. Colin, okay, you were talking about Jacob Tammy and how we helped you out, and it's just a lesson to everybody that you should email Dish or Dan or Kev, and we'll give you answers. But go ahead, Colin.
Yeah, and I was going to say your email response was in all caps. So I knew it was important.
I must have been doing the rankings update. That's when I locked my computer down into caps.
So anyway, this week, you know, I've got Tom Brady in a couple of leagues, and he's been so-so, especially since Moss left. But I also have, and this is going to sound crazy, but I have Hill for Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had some big weeks. Brady's kind of been so-so, but I just can't imagine starting Hill over Brady. But I don't know. What do you think about this week against Pittsburgh?
I'm going to start. And I'm going to tell you about a situation I had last week where I could not fathom, despite the fact that my partner on my team suggested it, I could not fathom starting Stevie Johnson over Calvin Johnson, even though Calvin Johnson was going to Revis Island. Well, for those of you who don't know how that worked out, Calvin Johnson had a catch for 13 yards, and Stevie Johnson had 145 yards. So, Kevin, Dan, what do you say?
Here's what I'm going to say. Colin, what confuses it even more this week is Tom Brady's matchup at Pittsburgh is dreadful. Sean Hill's matchup at Buffalo, very good. I come from the long line of fantasy players who do not bench my studs, ever. You have Tom Brady, you play Tom Brady. Dan?
Colin, I will go with Pittsburgh is 24th in the league against the pass, and it's not like the Patriots are going to be running all that much. I mean, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis is going to get a few carries in the line just to keep the defense honest. I would go with Brady.
Okay, and Colin, I am going to say that I'm going to go with Brady, but it's a totally different reason. I agree with Kevin's stud theory. I agree with Dan's information. But I'm going to say it's the comeback off a loss theory. You know, Pittsburgh does have a secondary that can be exploited a little bit, and Tom Brady is going to have to come back strong from last week's performance losing to Cleveland. It's a big divisional game, so we're going to go with him. And Colin, thank you for your phone call. Thank you for the birthday wishes. It's always nice to talk to our listeners and to our subscribers. Folks, I would encourage more of you to do that. Getting back to my favorite subject now, which is me. I was 2-1 this weekend. Kev, guess which league I lost in?
You lost in our league.
Of course, the only league I care about.
The big
my team is strong, though. I think my team is one of the three strongest teams, and we're poised to make a run, but we're going to need a little luck now. We got to go 4-1 or 5-0 the rest of the way.
You went up against a good team last
week. Yeah, they were pretty tough. They scored about 150 points. Okay, so now you know what happens, guys, in our league. If you lose, we have a dinner. The six losing teams buy an absurdly expensive dinner for the six winning teams, and that's probably what I'm trying to eat now in that league.
Let me tell you guys why.
16-10 across three leagues, best record, top point total in one, second best record, second best point total in the other, garbage and the only one I really care about. I do want to get back to, Kev, one thing about Veterans Day, and that is one of the things I love about doing Fantasy Insights is the correspondence that I get from soldiers. And this has been going back to the originally in 2001, the Iraq war. They are all playing fantasy football over there, all of them.
I would, too, if I had to be over there.
It is really actually very cool. I'll tell you, one soldier wrote to me that he's more afraid that his team's facing Philip Rivers this week than he is of the terrorists that are living around the bunker from him. I mean, it puts things in perspective when you get an email like that.
It does.
And it just sort of makes a point of escapism and fantasy football, and it is called fantasy, and I just have to say that it does warm my cockles to think that we are giving any comfort to our men and women on the ground. So
is it warm?
Go ahead.
What does it warm?
Cockles.
My cockles.
Ah, okay.
Now, Dan.
I thought we were
What is this? Gracie's not here, and now all of a sudden you're being a degenerate and being dirty? What's going on with you?
Gracie's not here, so, you know.
Yeah, so now he thinks he's going to get away with all this. The challenge picks this week, I went, I had some good locks. My first pick was outstanding. I picked Roscoe Parrish. He got injured reserve the next day.
Yeah,
I did pick Bernard Berrien. Mike Thomas and David Girard, I say we got to do that. And I made a comment about Ajiro Tutu, and I said, God bless you. Ajiro Tutu, God bless you. I think that's pretty funny. Nate Burleson, and I said, drop Charlie Whitehurst. He is the most overhyped, under-delivering thing since Showgirls killed every actor's career except for Colin McLaughlin.
Oh, that movie was horrible.
Well, actually, the scene with Colin McLaughlin and Elizabeth Berkley in the pool was fantastic.
What was going on with your hair on the Bloomberg thing?
I don't know. What was going on with my hair on the Bloomberg
thing?
Oh, you know what it is? I get that earpiece that I got to put around so it makes my hair like flare out and do stuff. But I think I'll just have to grease it down or something. Maybe a haircut. Anyway, there's the music. We'll be back after this. We'll talk a little bit about how I beat Bloomberg Rob, and we'll get into some real fantasy football for all of you. It's Veterans Day football tonight. Fantasy Insights Radio. We'll be back after this.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at
tough
the
shot. Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Get ready for a show that's going to take it to the next level of sports talk. Get ready for Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. He's got 12 years of broadcast experience as an analyst for ESPN SportsCenter and NFL Live. And he has 10 years' experience as a player with the Seahawks, Colts, Vikings, and Chargers, as well as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the CFL. You'll hear the truth and not the sidelines. Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered is not for the faint of heart. Tune in every weekday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
We some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
Thursday afternoon, leading up to the game, it's Veterans Day. And incidentally, I've been seeing a lot of these things like Golden Corral and Applebee's. They're doing free meals for veterans on Veterans Day. And I saw a little post from somebody on Facebook said the greatest way to spend Veterans Day is to go to one of those places and sit down at a table of veterans and eat with them and just let them tell you stories. So actually, I thought that was pretty cool. It's too bad I'm sick. I don't want to go get these veterans sick. They're probably all like 94 now, the ones that are eating there. Can't give them pneumonia. Now, you know, in the first segment, we always do a lot of hubbub. In the second segment, we get right to the football and we keep going. So we'll start with the Bloomberg debate last week. He had Fitzpatrick. I had Cutler, so I killed him there. He had McFadden. I had Jamal Charles. Now, this is a wash, I think. You guys will tell me. Maybe I'm biased. But McFadden had 120 yards, a lost fumble, and three catches. Jamal Charles had 100 yards and five catches, no fumbles. That's a wash, right? No touchdowns.
It sounds close.
You know, maybe he got one more point on McFadden. He can't claim that as a win.
No, that's not a win. One point is not a win.
Yeah, well, we'll see what he does on the show, Big Rob.
That's where your hair was bad.
On the Bloomberg?
Yeah, bad
what
hair.
What was bad? Back it was just, like, off?
Review the tape. I don't know. It looked like maybe it didn't fully dry. It didn't look right.
Yeah, that's interesting, Kev, you say that, because you now and my mother are the two people who all you do is comment on my hair.
Well, your hair's got a personality of its own.
It does, but I mean, my hair is kind of my thing. You know, the hair, the scruff, it's kind of the Dish Adams thing.
That's why we talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. See, I don't know. Guys, as everybody listening knows, I'm stupid. I hire smart people to be around me and make me look better. Obviously, I'm doing a good job. But let's now bring on one of the smartest. Let's bring on Dan Rose, who the copy editor, who we really refer to as Cousin Skippy, the special cousin. Let's have a discussion, Dan. I know you're aching to get to Kansas City because you cover them for the Examiner and all that, in addition to what
aching
you do with us.
Aching being the key word after that Oakland game. But yes,
go ahead. Yeah, we'll get to them. Don't worry. We're getting to them. In fact, let's just get to them now. The most important question, the only thing about the Chiefs, is Jamal Charles okay? Is he okay?
Yes.
He's practicing?
Yes.
All right. No ill effects?
Well,
Todd Haley comes, you know, with Scott Pioli, they have that New England Patriots kind of veil of secrecy.
Right.
So you're literally standing 10 feet away from them during a press conference, and you seriously cannot tell what they are saying.
All right, but have you been at practice?
Not been at practice, no.
Oh, okay. So my thing with Jamal Charles is it was a shoulder. He'll be okay, and he's playing that terrible Denver defense. Let's get into Dallas. A discussion, I guess maybe you'll start with the running back. So how is Dallas going to perform this week against the Giants in the Meadowlands? Is this going to be a team that comes to the table with effort, or are they going to totally mail it in?
I think go ahead, Dan.
My guess would be, considering their performance against New York for the last few games, is mail it in. I don't see where Jason Garrett makes that big of a difference.
Well, I don't either, although he had him practicing in pads yesterday.
Ooh.
Well, that's a big deal for that team. You know, you got Wade Phillips is a guy who kind of has a personality, let's say, you know, sort of like you, Dan, a nice, mellow, you know, conservative type of personality, not conservative values. I know this. Believe me, I read your Facebook. I know you're not a conservative, but you know what I'm saying. Whereas Jason Garrett's bringing more of a, you know, a hardhead thing, and I saw Phil Simms on NFL Today, or rather Inside the NFL on HBO, talking about how the problem in Dallas is the players are getting input, and players are not supposed to be part of the process. They're supposed to follow the process. I thought that was very interesting. What do you think about that, Dan, and then we'll go and see what you think, Kev.
To be honest, Jason Garrett was standing there next to Wade Phillips this entire time, and Jason Garrett was the offensive coordinator. So I just don't see, you know, 3 days later he's coming in and being a hard ass. If I'm one of the Dallas Cowboys players, and what I saw in Green Bay, they literally have no heart. It just, it's a killer. So I just don't see why they're going to change.
Well, that Malcolm Jenkins pull up instead of hitting James Jones near the goal line. It's one of the most egregious football sins I've ever seen. I mean, I would cut the guy, but he's got such talent, apparently, but he's got no heart. Kev, your thoughts?
I have a slightly different take on this. I think that they will show up with a better effort. However, I don't think it's going to make a bit of difference in the outcome. I think that you got a team that has absolutely nothing to play for and nothing to hold on to this season other than the fact that their head coach, who was not providing any guidance or leadership, just got fired, and I think that there's going to be a temporary, momentary, uptick in their play. But what I noticed in that Green Bay game was I watched the Cowboys, and they were jumping up and down and psyched up and looked as ready to play when the game started. But as soon as something went wrong, as soon as the opening drive, they had a few penalties, they had a couple three and outs. They're going to demoralize back to what they were, and the best teams in this league can't run on the Giants' defense.
No,
the Cowboys are going to be no different.
At any point, if you're the coach of the Cowboys, you just say, "Hey, I'm giving Tashard Choice the ball 20 times this week and see what happens."
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think you might. I don't see that happening.
But Felix Jones has proven one thing: he's not an NFL running back. He's a spot back. You can put him in on third down for certain packages, but he's not an NFL starting running back. Marion Barber has proved another thing. He used to be a monster, and now he's dead. So what's wrong with Tashard Choice?
I don't think Jason Garrett, who's been running that offense all along, is suddenly going to say, "Hey, I'm going to change things up now." He's got a specific role for each one of those three guys, and I think he's going to stick to it.
Okay, well, we'll get into this a little more. If I'm the coach of the Cowboys, I'm starting to do all kinds of creative things, using Martellus Bennett in two tight end sets, using Tashard Choice as my featured back with Felix Jones in the slot, and we'll see if they can get some effort. I think, obviously, everybody knows they have the talent. It's the effort. That's what's really going to matter, and I think they're fine with Kitten. I don't think he is the problem. The redrafter, I want to know who's the first choice of these four running backs: Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Pierre Thomas, Joseph Addai, or Reggie Bush. From this point towards the end of the year, who performs best? You can throw Sean Green in the mix if you want to.
I would take Joseph Addai.
What about you, Dan?
Joseph Addai, and then Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis after that.
You don't buy into all this talk about Sean Green's going to be getting a 50-50 split?
You mean Pudgy?
Yeah, so he said he's overweight, huh?
I have to see it before I can believe it.
Yeah, I do too. Although they're not going to...
even if it's true, why do you want a guy who's getting a 50-50 split?
True, true. I mean, well, hey, look, you guys made me feel good because I picked up a die in my league this morning.
Good pickup.
The league where I'm garbage.
And how much did that cost you, Dish?
$1.
$1.
One
highway robbery.
It's a strange league.
Hey, Chad Pennington was inserted as the Dolphins' starting quarterback this week. It's a new Chad. Not Chad Henne, but Chad Pennington. I don't see how this helps this team.
Actually, it's a really old Chad is what it is.
And yeah, it's a hanging Chad. It's Florida.
It doesn't help this team. And anybody who's running out to pick up Chad Pennington is in deep trouble. There's guys, and I hate to sound like a broken record, the same guys we've been talking about all season long, like Josh Freeman and Fitz and Sean Hill back at the helm in Detroit, who are far better plays than Pennington. There are very few guys not named Clawson that I would start Pennington over.
You know, in fact, Kev, I have him ranked 27th this week.
Yeah,
I have Colt McCoy ahead of him. I have Troy Smith ahead of him. Derek Anderson, you know how I hate him. I even have him ahead of him.
Well, I think that that's right, though. I mean,
I don't think he makes a bit of difference other than for Devon Bess. I think Devon Bess all of a sudden gets 8-9 catches a game.
I think he may not turn the ball over like Henne was turning the ball over.
Sure.
But he does not bring a lot of excitement to that offense.
Huh. I completely agree.
Just my take.
Yeah. If you're picking up Chad Pennington for your roster for the rest of the year, just give it up.
No, outside of those 14-team leagues that start two quarterbacks, there's no use for Chad Pennington.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, now Randy Moss is in Tennessee. Who is the beneficiary of his presence there? Is it Nate Washington, or is Bo Scaife the guy who gets the underneath stuff? I've never seen Washington as a slot type of receiver.
You want to know who the biggest beneficiary is? Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson, yeah.
Chris Johnson, yeah, that's a given.
Chris Johnson, you can't stack the box, and he's going to catch a lot of screen passes. And I think I'm not expecting a monumental change, but I think his numbers will get a little...
They definitely jump, there's no question about that. But who takes the Percy Harvin, Wes Welker catches underneath?
Probably the tight end, Bo Scaife.
Yeah, Dan, you agree with that? I said Dan, not Leach.
Let me do my Jason Leach.
That was the worst Jason Leach I've ever heard.
Vince Young goes deep, or he hands the ball to Chris Johnson, or he takes off running. There is no middle ground there.
I just don't think Bo Scaife
doing anything, really. He's unstartable to me if on a fantasy team.
I tend to agree, but I think he gets a slight upgrade. So we'll see what happens there. The Cleveland defense is for real. Yeah?
Especially at home.
Wow, they shut down the Saints. They shut down the Patriots. I think this is a defense people need to be picking up. They have the Jets at home this week. It's a nice matchup. James Jones on the Packers, he doesn't play this week. Donald Driver will be healthy coming out of the bye. Is Jones a viable start?
Not with Driver in the lineup, I don't think. I think Donald Driver, we all know who he is, what he is. He's getting older, and I think that he and Jones will kind of cancel each other out and split some of those. You know.
I think I agree with that. I'd say that maybe Jones puts up good tight end numbers, so to speak. We'll get your questions ready because we got a couple more segments. You can call us, ask us who to sit, ask us who to start. We're going to play my favorite game coming up soon, the interrogation game. You guys know that I love that game since we gave up on Jeopardy because nobody could play properly.
You couldn't ask good questions.
Yeah. I don't ask questions in Jeopardy. I give answers.
You couldn't give good answers.
Like I said, this is why it wasn't working. Nobody understood. We got 30 seconds till the break. Let's give a quick review of the injury report. Roscoe Parrish, injured reserve. Matt Moore, out, injured reserve. D'Angelo Williams, not going to play. Jonathan Stewart, not going to play. Sean Hill will start for Stafford. Driver, looking to come back out of the bye. Andre Johnson, or Andre, whatever you call him, he'll start. Owen Daniels, game time decision. Joseph Addai, out. Austin Colley, out. Dexter McCluster, game time decision, doubtful, probably out. Sidney Rice, looks like he's going to play 15 to 20 snaps. Percy Harvin will play, even though he has migraines. Steve Smith, New York Giants, sore pec muscle, it looks like. In practice today, he might not play a game-time decision. Vernon Davis, game-time decision. And Vince Young, returned to practice on a limited basis, looks like he'll play. Same for Ryan Terrain. Fantasy Insights Radio, we'll be back. Talk some more football right after this.
Like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind, and we can dance.
your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network. We talk about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and how to get more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they're also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time to IS Outdoors with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Do you love sports talk? Can't get enough sports talk? Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery, every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
Fantasy Insights Radio on a Thursday leading up to game time, Baltimore and Atlanta. I feel what's going on here with the sickness. Now I'm starting to understand how, like, a guy with a sore ankle, he plays through the game, and then after the game, they're like, okay, he's going to miss practice, he's limited, he's still on the injury report. And I'm like, but he played. Why do we need to put him on the injury report? Now I get it. Because after this, I'm going to have to go back to bed for 8 hours. I'm going to need a whole new Z-back. It's killing me, guys. You're killing me.
After this, you're going to be Matt Stafford.
Yeah, this guy just can't stay healthy, huh? It's a shame. I mean, it's a shame, but I got to say, you know, that's what defines the great ones. I mean, you look at Brett Favre, you look at Peyton Manning, you look at Tom Brady. I mean, yeah, he had a serious injury missed a year, but you look at these great quarterbacks, they're there every week. They find a way to play, unless it's a serious, serious, serious injury. And, you know, Stafford's had too many serious injuries too fast. So let's get to the interrogation game. In fact, before we do that, let's bring on Smitty, Pete Smits, our senior writer, Fantasy Insights. Great
hey.
The grab bag column. Hello.
Hey, greetings. How you doing? Hey, Dish, question for you. So based on what you just said, does that make you then one of the great ones for making an appearance today under difficult circumstances?
Is there any doubt that I'm one of the great ones?
Hold on. There's a lot of doubt because let me tell you that during the break, when you were having your little coughing fit, we gave Dan a new nickname, which was he's the Cal Ripken of the show. He's the only one who hasn't missed one yet.
Yeah, this is true. But I didn't miss a show for an injury. I missed it for a good cause, which is different.
It's like being suspended.
You missed the show.
Let me tell you something. You sat out a series during that rundown when you just had to run off the field.
Hey, I mean, come on. What do you think? You know, you guys are being too tough on me.
No, we're not.
Bring out the oxygen.
You know, this is one of those times I wish Gracie was here. Gracie would give me some tender, loving care right now.
I doubt it.
Well, we know that's
exactly. Well, actually, probably she wouldn't because I told everybody I slept with her, and it's not true.
I can't wait until next week.
Smitty, you know, in the break, we're talking with Smitty. We're trying to catch him up on what's going on with the show, and we want to ask him the question Colin asked him. And he says it's going to destroy his credibility. I don't understand. Ask me a question?
You can't be in the presence of a bad question.
I mean, come on, Smitty. Who do you start, Sean Hill or Tom Brady this week?
It's just almost impossible to answer that with a straight face. Yes, they're playing the Steelers, but like we were talking, I mean, a guy beat me with Carson Palmer and Terrell Owens. Of course you start Tom Brady over Sean Hill. If you don't, you deserve to lose the rest of your games.
Boy, I love to see it. With Smitty getting a grief.
You hear it, Colin?
Colin, I hope you're still listening. All right, my new favorite game, the interrogation game. We're going to compare some of these players against some others on a who to sit, who to start. Now, folks that are listening on Sundays, this is just for you, our little present, because we know you're sitting there wondering, overanalyzing, trying to figure out if you should start Sean Hill over Tom Brady, stuff like that. And we're going to give you a little insight here. So let's start with, Burton told me I have to pronounce his name right because I'm pissing off people in Oregon and Florida. Let's start with my favorite guy, LeGarrette Blount.
Start.
Okay, now we're going to be organized today. We've listed Blount. I'm going to name a running back, and we're going to have a very defined order. It's going to be Kevin, then Dan, then Smitty. Okay, guys?
Got it.
Very quick. Yes or no. Maybe a sentence. In and out. We got to be quick. So here we go. LeGarrette Blount. Would you start him over Peyton Hillis?
No, I would not. Peyton Hillis, I would start even though he's at the Jets.
Okay, Dan?
No.
Smitty?
No way. Hillis is a must-start back every week now.
Even though he's playing the Jets?
Doesn't matter. You overthink it if you
all
do
right,
that.
All right, folks, I'm actually going to go with this game with Blount because he is playing Carolina. So you might want to go with the popular vote or you can go with me. I always prefer when you go with me. Okay, the Colts. Let's talk about Javaris James, Dye. Really, the guy who's going to be starting is Donald Brown. He's the one who gets the majority of carries. So where does he fit in? Do you start Donald Brown ahead of Danny Woodhead?
Yes, I do. Donald Brown I would start ahead of Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead's at Pittsburgh. I don't like it.
Okay, even though against Pittsburgh they have to throw a little more, and that's the package they use Woodhead in?
I like Donald Brown.
Okay, Dan?
I would go with Woodhead.
Smitty?
I'd go with Brown. He showed me something last week, and I'm pretty comfortable starting him, and I'm going to start him on one of my teams.
Okay, what about Mike Goodson, who's getting a spot start in Carolina? Does Donald Brown start over him?
Yes, Donald Brown over Mike Goodson.
Boys?
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes, easy.
Okay, what about Matt Forte?
You can't start anybody on Carolina. You just can't.
Okay, nope. Is Forte better than Brown?
Yes.
Even though Chester Taylor's taking those goal line carries and they're playing in Minnesota and they want to get Chester the ball?
I don't care. Matt Forte's a little bit better than Donald Brown.
Dan Rose?
Matt Forte.
Smitty?
Yep, Forte.
All three of you go with Forte, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we got in the Fantasy Insights rankings. I like to see that. What about Fred Jackson? Fred Jackson versus Donald Brown. Kev?
I lean ever so slightly towards Fred Jackson, but it's close.
Dan?
I lean Fred Jackson.
Smitty?
Barely.
I'm going to go stay with Brown. And by the way, Kev, that was a leech-like noise you
I noticed.
Oh, you should have heard Dan's leech-like noise before.
I was hoping nobody else noticed, but I did. Yeah,
well,
it was.
Dan made a leech-like noise before, and then we referred to him as leech, and he gave the worst imitation of leech you've ever heard. Let's hear that one again, Dan. How did you do it? Yeah, that's it. Is that the worst?
That's awful.
And the true thing, folks, is...
Well, that's like dish that. I mean, I'm the upbeat Midwestern guy. I see sunshine out my ass.
That's true. You're like the nicest person in the world. We can't make fun of you at all. Let's talk about Beanie Wells, or Tim Hightower, whichever one you think is better. Do you start either one of those guys over Ricky Williams?
Ricky Williams?
Who laughed?
Me.
Dan,
yeah,
you keep
whoever.
Laughing. Tell me, if you laughed, take the stage.
Ganja man?
Yeah, stop calling me that. I haven't been that since college.
I would take the starter in Arizona over Ricky Williams, and I think it's going to be Hightower this week, but I'm not sure.
Okay, Smitty?
I agreed with that. Hightower over Ricky. Ricky's just not getting it yet, and until Brown goes down, he's not going to have that much value.
Would you start Sean Green over the Arizona back?
Yeah, I would. I would.
Yeah, I would too.
Dan?
Yeah.
Leech, I'm sorry, Leech.
Chester
Taylor.
No.
I wouldn't
you guys?
Chester Taylor
would
over
you start
anybody.
Ronnie Brown over Ricky Williams?
Yes,
Ronnie Brown over Ricky Williams.
We just posted like 18 points in most leagues last week.
Yeah, but they're playing Tennessee.
But they both are.
Yeah, but Ricky Williams gets the packages and the passing game more than Brown does.
I hate it when you start arguing a point you don't even believe in.
I do believe that point. I actually have Ricky Williams ranked ahead of Ronnie Brown this week.
I don't think so.
I guess we're going to have to redo those rankings. See, Dan, you're supposed to catch this stuff when I do it. You're supposed to make me look good. What's going on here?
I'm trying to slip it in on your own for looking good.
Let's talk about Knowshon Moreno now that he's healthy. Where does he fit in? I mean, we've got Moreno. Do you start Cedric Benson at Indianapolis over Moreno?
Yes.
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 Wow, Moreno's playing Kansas City. Okay.
Indianapolis can't stop the run.
Yep.
And Kansas City
but
can.
But neither can... Okay, yeah, Kansas City's decent against the run. That's true. Ryan Terrain, do you start him over Moreno?
No.
No.
What about Tomlinson? Does Tomlinson start over Moreno?
Yes.
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 Jahvid Best?
Yes.
LeGarrette Blount?
No.
No.
Well, that's a close one.
Yeah, I'd go Blount.
I'd go Blount.
In Carolina.
So would Ricky Williams.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say. I'm going to start Blount.
All right, enough of the running backs. Do you think that the listeners enjoy this interrogation game?
Yeah, I believe they do.
So.
Do you think it's beneficial?
This is what they want, dude.
No, I think both of them enjoy it.
You don't think I think you're being optimistic, Smitty.
Colin and Everyday Eric. They love this stuff.
That was very funny. Okay, let's talk about some receivers here. Bernard Berrien, Kev, you might have to take over. I can barely talk.
You know how well that went last time you asked me to.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Smitty, if I say take over, I can't make it. It means that all the alarm bells are going off, everybody to battle stations, and just do what you have to do.
Okay.
Bernard Berrien, even if, let's assume Sidney Rice does play, and if he does, I think he's only going to get 15 to 20 snaps. Do you start Bernard Berrien over Mike Thomas against Houston?
No, I like Mike Thomas against – I like anybody against Houston, but Mike Thomas definitely –
Okay, well, let's go a step further then. Sims Walker. Do you start Sims Walker over Berrien?
No, I don't think so.
Smitty?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't either. I go with Berrien. I think he's pretty healthy, and I'm just, like, tuning in with Kevin. I'm agreeing with everything he says.
Now, Dan, you know that we had a little bit of an error. Well, that translation, yeah. I had a little bit of an error. I did not include Berrien this week for some reason on the rankings. Somehow, and I had to write out a whole email about how sorry we left Berrien off, and then apparently Burton had to put the whole thing back up, and I guess it's like a 16-step, two-hour process to post the rankings, and because I forgot this, Burton had to do it all over again.
He didn't grumble about it, did he?
Yeah, I don't think he was too happy about it. And
I have Berrien with five catches
for 61 yards and a touchdown, and Dan writes back, it's a lot of work when he's only going to get one catch for 8 yards. So I don't think you're too high on Berrien. Do you start Berrien above Devon Bess?
I don't.
No, I wouldn't either.
How about Johnny Knox?
Nope. I'm not a big Berrien fan.
Lee Evans?
No, you can't start Evans.
You would start Berrien over Evans?
I would.
See, I wasn't a big Berrien fan until he had 9 catches for 89 yards last week and a whole lot of attitude. I think Berrien, what he's been missing is attitude.
Yeah.
And he had a pick last week. He looked real good. And he had those sweet yellow shoes. Did you see those?
Yes.
Yeah,
those
he
were pretty cool.
The shoes.
Huh?
Coach Ocinco had shoes, too, and it didn't do anything.
By the way, did you guys see that thing I posted on Facebook of those high heels, the Nike high heels for women?
I did.
Oh, my God, they're atrocious.
Scary.
But anyway, I don't know. We'll see some stuff in there. Okay, let's get back to football. Mike Wallace, this guy has really taken off. I got him ranked 16 in the Fantasy Insights rankings this week, and that might be low.
No, I think it is low.
I mean, he's
catching everything. They had a great feature on him on Monday Night Football. They talked him up, and he totally lived up to his billing.
All right, well, we only got a minute before the break, so let's real quickly, let's talk about him. Where does he stack up? Would you start him over Randy Moss?
Yes.
Would you start him over Tampa Mike Williams with Carolina?
Yes.
Over Brandon Lloyd?
Yes.
No.
Over Pierre Garçon?
Yes.
Brandon Marshall?
No.
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 Dez Bryant?
Yes.
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 Oh, the Cowboys are broken.
Yep. Santana Moss?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's say that Steve Smith of the Giants doesn't play this week. Where does Mario Manningham fit in? Would you start him over Percy Harvin?
I would not.
Yeah,
over Dwayne Bowe?
No.
Chad Ochocinco?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to be back in a little bit on Fantasy Insights. What we're talking about now is the interrogation game and all of the players we love. Folks, if you hear this music, as I've said before, it's normally the music I use to entice Gracie.
Stop talking in that voice.
I don't think it's sexy.
All I hear is Gracie laughing.
I think this voice is so wonderful, along with my scruff and my hair. Maybe I could do the Wolfman Jack thing.
We'll be right back on Fantasy Insights right now. Thursday afternoon, football.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Get ready to go inside the minds and behind the scenes with the top professional athletes, celebrities, and music entertainers. It's a sports show like no other.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with former NFL wide receiver Jairus McIntyre is real talk with in-depth interviews, topical discussions, and a whole lot of comedy. You'll hear from the entertainers, the athletes, and the fans.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with Jairus McIntyre is broadcast live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
Fantasy Insights Radio on a Thursday. I am drenched in sweat. My voice is killing me. I'm achy, but I'm playing through pain. I want that known. I'm playing through pain. Okay, fire. I mean, I'm a baby. I'm a man. I'm a baby. Okay? I'm a baby. I admit it. I'm a baby.
A man baby.
But let's get, you know, and by the way, I'm sitting here. I've got the television on NFL Network. And I'm looking at it, and I just saw the most heinous commercial I've ever seen in my entire life. It is a commercial. Have you seen this one? For the Snuggie. It's for the Snuggies, and it's six people dancing around in their Snuggies on a bed to the tune of the Macarena with words designed for the Snuggie, like, I got my hands free because I'm wearing my Snuggie. I can watch TV while I'm wearing my Snuggie. It's the most heinous thing you've ever seen. So it's
holiday time.
I've got to bring it up.
Who watching the NFL Network is going to respond to that ad?
Are you kidding me? I would respond to a Snuggie. I just won't respond to the Macarena version of the Snuggie. I would love to have a Snuggie.
You would like your Snuggie, chicken soup, and your victory.
That's exactly right.
More.
I would like a big Kansas City Snuggie with Jamal Charles' number on it.
Yeah.
Dan? You want a Michigan Snuggie, and you know it.
Yeah, that's true. I do want a Michigan Snuggie because I still do have a man crush on Denard Robinson, even though we've lost a few games. Just got to win one of our next three. We're looking good. Let's get back to the tight ends here. And I'm not talking about your fantasy team. That's Kev's team name in this fantasy league, which I've never quite understood. But Bo Scaife, we talked about a little bit earlier. Do you start him over Kevin Boss?
Yes.
Sure.
Why not? Do you start Benjamin Watson ahead of Bo Scaife?
Hard to say.
I don't think so.
God, you guys are boring right now. What do you think about Owen Daniels? Where does he figure in this week?
Is he playing?
Well, he's a game-time decision. If he plays, where do you put him?
If not, then it's Dreesen.
Yeah,
I actually play Dreesen.
Do you start Dreesen over Scaife?
Yes.
Yes.
Assuming Daniels is out.
What about my third favorite name in the league, Michael Humanamanawanui?
No one
Michael,
knows. No
in
one
fact,
knows.
I like to say his name, Humanamanawanui, how you spell your name?
Yeah, I think the name is better than the player.
He's actually got a lot of talent, this kid, and Bradford likes him. I would start him over Scaife. You guys wouldn't?
I'd start my dog over Scaife.
You're scraping bottom of the barrel here.
Did you just say start your dog over Scaife?
Here's the thing, tight ends are boring.
Yeah. Okay, what about Rob Gronkowski? Made a couple errors last week, but do you start him this week over Celek?
No, Celek's coming on. Celek as a pickup.
Really? Oh, even with Vic, a quarterback who never throws to the tight end. What about Todd Heap? Do you start Todd Heap over Celek?
Nope.
Yeah.
I do.
Two yeses, one no. I'd start Heap over Celek. But Kevin's always right, so I might side with him.
I'm not always right.
Well, you're always right in the league world.
No, I'm not always right.
Jason Leach is not here today. Normally, we do a segment which has somehow evolved into the title of the slightly androgynous, slightly disappointed, vaguely whatever guy. I'm changing this, guys. I'm going back to my original instinct. This is the angry white man. That's it.
Yeah.
That's funny. The other stuff was funny for an episode, but it's not funny otherwise. So the angry white man is Leach. And, Kevin, typically you like to interrupt Leach when he's doing his segment, so we figured maybe we'll just start with you today. You could be the angry white man.
One time, and then I was banned from speaking the following week.
All right, get angry.
All right.
Do the ugh. A little more. Let's hear it. All right, we're ready for Leach now.
All right,
Leach. What's wrong with Tom Brady?
This is not your 2008 Patriots. This is a ball control offense, and I think it's just a function of, you know, they talk about the foot and he's not 100%. I think it's really just a function of the offense changing and running the ball, moving the chains, and he's just not going to put up 300 yards anymore. Be content with your 200 and two touchdowns.
Either one of you guys, one of you two Jamokes, got anything to add?
There is nothing wrong with Tom Brady. I wish I was Tom Brady.
Well, that's a given.
He goes home, switches out,
and he's the best-looking dude on the planet. So, I mean, come on. Anyway, what else could be better?
Well, his receivers are down. I mean, you can't just replace Moss, and Welker doesn't seem like he's totally in the mix this year. So, I mean, that's part of it. But
now,
yeah,
you just said it, Smitty, because I just read an interesting statistic that Tom Brady's passer rating has decreased over 15, 16 points since Moss left. And Welker admitted that his knee's not 100%. So what's wrong with Tom Brady? I agree with you. Nothing's wrong with Tom Brady, even though he does have a sore foot. What's wrong with Tom Brady is his offense isn't as good as it's been.
Yeah.
Andre Johnson, Kev, what's wrong with him?
Well, he's got the ankle issue. He sprained ankle.
That ankle issue wasn't on his fingertips when he could have held a ball that would have won him the game last week.
Well, I mean, that happens. But, you know, we've talked about it. The offensive line, Matt Schaub, and he's not healthy.
About Matthew Stafford? Is that just genetics?
Yeah, it might be.
All right, Miles Austin, what's wrong with him?
Where do you start? I mean, it's the Cowboys.
Hines
Ward? What's wrong with Hines Ward?
Mike Wallace.
Hines Ward had a touchdown last week, but he only had two catches.
Yeah, Hines Ward for a decade has been the number one guy there, and he's not anymore.
I needed Hines Ward to score 11 points to help me win in the league, in a league that's points per reception. He didn't even get that. Even with the touchdown, he didn't have 11 points.
Well, you know, Big Ben's not putting up Big Ben-type numbers either.
Yeah. And what's wrong with 85, man? What's wrong with 85?
It's 100%.
I love that Dan laughs every time I bring up Ocho Cinco.
You open. It's 100% attitude. It's
the open T.O.'s attitude.
I don't agree. I think it's double coverage.
No, the skills are still there.
T.O. plays in the slot, goes in motion, much harder to double cover. Ocho Cinco's been drawing a lot of double coverage.
You can't still start Ocho Cinco.
No way.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, Kev, thank you very much for filling in and acting like Jason Leach.
My pleasure.
But right now, let's get to Mr. Smitty. Now, Smitty, as everybody knows, writes The Grab Bag. Now, a column that I created, and it was called The Grab Bag because it was grab 'em or bag 'em. Did you know that, Smitty?
I did, yeah. That was back when you were bagging them, and now we're just grabbing them.
Yeah, now you just grab them. You don't even say who to not pick up. You just say who to pick up. So that's okay. It's a little easier than I had it, but, you know, hey. Things get easier over time.
More efficient.
This is true.
Yeah.
So talk to me about some quarterbacks, Smitty. This is the segment where we talk about who you could pick up and can fill in for your team. And since we got a game starting soon, we need some names. What do you got a quarterback for us?
I got you, Sean Hill, and he's a good start this week. He's back. He's healthy enough. He's got a brace on his non-throwing arm. He's going to be good for the rest of the year. David Garrard, anyone going against Houston is a great pickup. If you want to extend yourself a little bit, Derek Anderson didn't look that bad. He's up against the Seahawks, which are always bad. And Troy Smith is probably out there, and he's playing against the Rams. Rams on the road, not quite as good on defense. So those some guys are probably out there. And Vince Young, most leagues have picked him up, but Young's going to be a good quarterback with Moss in the mix.
Stay away from Pennington.
Yeah, that's a mess. I mean, Pennington doesn't have the arm strength, and he's going up against the Titans. Don't use Pennington this week. If you need a guy for the stretch, you can pick him up, but that's not a good quarterback situation.
Anybody at tight end who can help you? Greg Olsen, Gronkowski, Pettigrew, amazingly. Brandon Pettigrew, I was shocked to see this. He's still available. He's only taken in about 27% of leagues.
Pettigrew's a great call, and again, always, you know, you and I talked about this way back when, the old grab bag days. New quarterback or old quarterback, in this case, Sean Hill coming back, he's going to look to Pettigrew, and Pettigrew's got skills. So, you know, Pettigrew's a good pickup. Like Selleck, heaps available in some leagues, believe it or not.
Okay, and what do you say wide receiver?
Wide receiver, well, let's see. Sims Walker we talked about. Berrien we talked about. Sidney Rice, not far off. Don't use him this week. Downgrade Nate Burleson a little bit, but with Sean Hill in there, he should be okay. If you want a steady guy, Derek Mason's overlooked in a lot of leagues. And then a little dark horse here, Blair White. I mean, the Indianapolis Colts are losing guys left and right.
Now, what about Sims Walker we talked about? What about Ejiro Tutu? Is this guy going to do anything again, or was just one big game?
I'm hearing more
Jackson,
one
or is he going to make a real name for Ejiro Tutu?
Yeah, I'm hearing more one big game. I mean, Nane's coming back. Floyd's not that far off. He's a worthwhile shot, and he's another one of their basketball-like receivers. He's like 6'3", 2-something, and, you know, good hands, good skills. Worth a pickup, but wait to see what happens in Week 11.
All righty, that music in the background means it's almost time for us to go. So I will throw out a few things. Receiver targets, last 3 weeks, Dez Bryant, fifth in the league. Dwayne Bowe, sixth. Lee Evans, ninth. Mike Wallace, 13. In one game out of three, Segui Eretutu had 11 targets. Brandon Lloyd, still up there. Some guys that are still available. Jabbar Gaffney, maybe a spot start. The Rams defense. Deion Branch, available in over 50% of leagues. Folks, it's Fantasy Insights Radio, the source to help you win your league. We will be back next week with all of the information. You've got Thursday games the rest of the year, and we'll be here every Thursday to take you right into game time. Fantasy Insights Radio, thanks for listening. Happy Veterans Day. You open?
You open.
The weekend is coming up, and now you know what's going to make you a better fantasy player. Tune in again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, for more of Fantasy Insights on the Voice America Sports Channel. Don't forget to visit FantasyInsights.com, the best fantasy football site on the net.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaSports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.